Dr. Elaine Calieros, the former head of SUNY Polytechnic College, is on trial along with three upstate developers on bid rigging charges. Over the weekend, the prosecution offered Calieros a plea bargain, which he refused. The two top officials of Syracuse-based Core Development, Joseph Girardi and Stephen Aiello, along with Louis Simonelli, the principal of Buffalo-based LP Simonelli, are accused of secretly fixing government requests for proposals, or RFPs, in order to gain lucrative contracts for their companies. Those projects include the $750 million Solar City factory in Buffalo. The developers are also major donors to Governor Cuomo's election campaigns. Simonelli gave $100,000 to Cuomo and arranged a fundraiser that netted $250,000. Core officials held events that also gained hundreds of thousands of dollars for the governor, including an event that featured vintage Corvette sports cars. The governor's known to be a fan of the cars. The donations are not illegal under New York law, and Governor Cuomo has not been implicated in the case. But government reform groups say the donations from developers who win lucrative state contracts give, at the very least, the appearance of a conflict of interest. John Caney is with Reinvent Albany.
It completely looks like pay to play, that companies that are seeking state contracts are making big campaign contributions. I mean, why are they making those really big campaign contributions? What do they expect back from the governor or elected officials?
Caney says the governor and legislature could ban political contributions from businesses who are competing for state contracts in order to avoid any potential appearance of a conflict. Cuomo, in a 2016 memo, which was first reported in the Albany Times-Union, said he would stop accepting contributions from companies who are vying for state contracts, but Cuomo did not follow through with the pledge and continues to accept donations. His political opponents in the governor's race say they would ban the contributions. Democratic primary challenger Cynthia Nixon says she'd ban all donations from corporations, calling the present system legalized bribery. Mark Molinaro, who's running for governor on the Republican ticket, wants to ban state government from awarding economic development contracts to private businesses in the first place. He says it needs to happen in order to end what he calls a pervasive culture of corruption.
The fact that this governor has been given a great deal of discretion to cut checks to private industry, to businesses specifically, has really emboldened and in many ways encouraged this culture that believes that the only way to get work in Albany is to curry favor through campaign contributions, and that needs to come to an end.
Molinaro says many of the companies who have received the state grants are successful already and don't need tax dollars to help grow their businesses. Closing arguments in the corruption case are expected Monday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.